It's Wednesday, November 7th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As many had predicted, the Democrats successfully flipped 34 House seats, wrangling a majority of 209 to 183 in yesterday's midterm election. The question is whether or not the Democrats will seek common ground with the Republican majority Senate on items like infrastructure and cutting the cost of prescription drugs, reports the Washington Times. However, in September alone, Representative Elijah Cummings, the ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, called for the panel to issue subpoenas to the Trump administration on 7 different investigations, ranging from immigration to Obamacare. Others, like Democrat Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California, have openly announced that they will seek to impeach President Trump. One could argue that the midterm election result was hardly a blue wave, since Republicans will retain control of the U.S. Senate and increase their majority after winning closely fought races in Indiana, Missouri, North Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas, reports the Washington Post. This will ensure President Trump's ability to nominate and confirm conservatives to his cabinet, as well as nominate and confirm conservatives to the judiciary, including a third possible Supreme Court justice. In Indiana, Mike Braun flipped the Democratic Senate seat where he defeated incumbent Democrat Joe Donnelly, who voted against the confirmation of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. In Missouri, Republican Josh Hawley beat incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill, who tried to hide her pro-abortion convictions. In North Dakota, Republican Representative Kevin Cramer defeated incumbent Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who voted against the confirmation of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. In Tennessee, Republican Representative Marsha Blackburn defeated Democratic former Governor Phil Bredesen, who is backed by pop artist Taylor Swift. Blackburn becomes the first woman elected to the Senate from Tennessee. And in Texas, Republican Senator Ted Cruz eked out a victory against a formidable challenger in Democrat Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who was the darling of the media, being compared to Bobby Kennedy and raising an astonishing $70 million. The latest vote tally was 51.2% to 47.9%. Senator Cruz, who ran against President Trump in the presidential primary, refused to endorse Trump at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, leaving a bitter taste in many a Texan mouth. However, during 2018 early voting, the president filled a Houston stadium urging Texans to support Senator Cruz. Listen to this clip from Cruz's victory speech last night.
Texas came together behind a common sense agenda of low taxes, low regulations, and lots of jobs. Securing the border and keeping our communities safe and defending the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That is a common sense agenda that unites Texans from every part of the state.
However, Chuck Todd of NBC's Meet the Press contended last night on MSNBC that President Trump's barnstorming may have done more harm than good.
Where the president visited in the last 2 weeks and the downturn in the statewide number for that Republican candidate was pretty consistent across the country. When I've talked to Republican pollsters, Ted Cruz lost 4 points after the president visited.
Really?
That's why McSally and Heller didn't want him to come on the last visit.
There were some historical elections, reports the Miami Herald. Jared Polis is the first openly homosexual man to win a governor's race. He did it in Colorado. Rashida Tlaib is the first Muslim woman to win the House in Michigan's 13th House District. Ilhan Omar is the first Somali-American woman to win the House in Minnesota's 5th House District. 29-year-old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a self-professed socialist who once worked on Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign, is the youngest woman ever elected to the House from New York's 14th House District. Cherise Davids is the first lesbian Native American to get elected to the House in Kansas's 3rd House District. And Floridian voters passed a referendum to restore voting rights to 1.5 million felons. Thankfully, Dave Hallquist, who is an open transsexual who prefers the name Christine, fell short in his bid to become the country's first openly transgender governor in Vermont, reports the Washington Blade. In God's providence, a majority of Vermont voters appear to have had a pang of their consciences. After all, God says in Isaiah 5:20, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness." In some sad political news, Kim Davis, the controversial Republican Kentucky clerk who was jailed in 2015 over refusing to issue homosexual marriage licenses, lost her re-election bid to Democrat Elwood Caudill Jr., reports Fox News. Davis spent 5 days in jail for ignoring court orders to issue licenses to homosexual couples following a 2015 Supreme Court ruling allowing sodomite marriage. She argued that she was acting, quote, under God's authority, end quote, and was freed after a judge ordered her deputies to issue the licenses without her approval. The vote was 54% to 46% to serve a 4-year term. Davis, a devout Christian, understood well the truth articulated in Genesis 2:24, that a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 7th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.